Michael Cohen here, producer Desi Simmons. No more bumping into movie stars in Michigan as the film industry has now moved on to greener pastures following the limit on their tax incentives recently signed into law. To talk about where we go from here, I'm joined by John Truscott, president of Truscott Rossman, Michigan's premier bipartisan strategic communications firm. Welcome to the show, John.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you also represent the group Michigan Film First. And the question is, with this $25 million cap on tax incentives for film productions in Michigan, has the film industry essentially closed up shop in the state at this point?
No, actually not at all. I was in a meeting last week with the Michigan Film First board, and they went around the room and asked everybody what films that they were working on. There were at least five very active films going on right now. I think the signature one being Oz, which is actually a Wizard of Oz prequel being filmed at a major studio in Pontiac. And that one's employing hundreds and hundreds of people, actors coming in. It's a Sam Raimi film. I mean, there's a lot of famous people affiliated with that. And then there's another one that's an Elmore Leonard book that's being made into a film called Freaky Deaky. And there are a lot of other films. Those are the kind of the bigger ones. There are a lot of smaller films still in very active production.
Now, are they still operating on the pre-cap policies then?
Oz is. The others are not. They're kind of under the new $25 million cap. So, you know, these films are getting credits of, you know, typically $2 to $4 million a piece, and there's still a lot of films stepping up. I mean, it's clear that it's not what it was a year ago, but the industry is still alive and well in Michigan, and we're hoping that in the future, with some legislation that's been introduced, there are still some other significant opportunities.
Okay, but although with a $25 million cap, is this essentially the end of big films like Transformers coming to Michigan in the future?
Most likely. You know, it kind of depends on where the legislation goes in the future, but, you know, the big films of kind of that they get the big credits are moving on to other states that have more robust programs in place.
You know, Governor Snyder pushed for the cap. He says that our current economic climate doesn't afford us to give away hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives. Doesn't he have a point?
He definitely has a point. I mean, it's very tough to argue with that. In the economic times with, you know, a lot of different industries looking for different programs, different incentives, it's very difficult to keep something like this going. We're appreciative that he did keep something in place, that there's some carryover from the last year. So I think this year alone, when you add in kind of what was already programmed and then the $25 million, there will be about $100 million total. Now that kind of carries it over 2 years, but, you know, in this year, that's kind of what the amount will be. So it's still very significant. And, you know, we're looking at the future and moving forward and some things going on still in the legislature that will be more affordable to the state, that will still bring in revenue as a result of the credits and still be a net positive for Michigan.
You know, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says he wants to expand incentives beyond this $25 million cap. Do you have any sense of what kind of plan he has in mind?
Yeah, he introduced a bill last week. It's a reduced incentive from what it was, which was basically up to about 42% of the money spent in Michigan could be rebated back. This sets the, it's kind of there's a scale and there's a bunch of different things you qualify for. It runs between 27% and 32% with some extra incentives or extra credit basically given for Michigan labor, you know, money spent here. You know, it's a good plan. It's one that the industry is looking at being very supportive of. We know that there will be a lot of debate and negotiation going forward, but it at least starts the debate and allows us to show how the industry has benefited Michigan, how it has returned money in terms of basically income taxes from the people that have been employed, mm-hmm. and sales taxes from all of the equipment. I think the Oz film, they went and purchased like $1 million in lumber just a couple of weeks ago in the Oakland County area just to build the sets for that. So it does bring a lot of money in, and you know, we're going to make the case of how it's a net positive for Michigan economically.
You know, some businesses have clearly benefited from catering to the film industry as their presence became more prominent in the state. But how would you say film productions help the larger public here in Michigan?
Well, I think probably the easiest way to understand it is, you know, when you bring in a lot of people that have a reach movie stars across the country and across the world saying positive things about Michigan, there's a benefit to it. It's a psychological benefit. It's a tourism benefit. But a lot of people were starting to see the other side of Michigan, that we're a beautiful state. We have great natural resources. And I think the industry picked up on, we have a very good workforce here, better than almost any other state. That's something that they will say publicly time and again. And it allows them to really work under a lower incentive program, because basically they get more work out of our employees here. So the benefit was very, very positive to the state, in addition to the tax revenue that it brought. And, you know, it's kind of sad to see some of that go away, but I think we've left a very good impression on people who came here. And I think that will have a long-term benefit across the country.
I'm talking to John Truscott, president of Truscott Rossman. Did filmmakers anticipate in any way that the future of their industry was on the line in this last election?
I don't think it was anticipated. I mean, the candidates did address it. The governor did say that all credits were going to be ended, and then we'd look at things on a case-by-case basis. I think that the unlimited open-ended tax credit was probably a little too far for the legislature to go in terms of what was affordable, but it was put in place at a time when Michigan was basically almost awash in cash. The economy was doing much better. Now, you know, times have changed. The legislature has to address that and deal with the realities. The one thing about this industry is they can go pretty much anywhere that they want in the country. So you have different states doing things at different times. You know, some of the films have just gone across our border to Ohio, where they still have a very strong, very generous credit program in place. We're hoping that, if Senator Richardville's legislation passes, we can once again be competitive, not only with our neighboring states, but other states we compete with, like Louisiana and Georgia, that also have generous credits in place.
I mean, that is one thing about this film industry, in a sense, in terms of really seriously investing, at least even in a permanent infrastructure, knowing that they can quickly move their productions to any neighboring state or to Canada, and then disappear as quickly as they arrived. Is that not what we're seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, this industry is very mobile. You can bring in talent from anywhere, and that's why the new incentives that Senator Richardville has proposed puts a premium on hiring Michigan workers, buying things in Michigan, and makes it, I think, much more advantageous for the state in terms of return. And there is a point, there is a threshold where there is a large economic benefit to the state, much more than the cost, and that's what we'll be demonstrating as this debate goes forward. But, you know, it's clear this is kind of what's happened to California and what's happened in Hollywood, is that these other states have stepped up and are doing so much as far as their incentives that it has taken a lot of the production out of California into other states or up to British Columbia. And so there's a lot going on, and I think it's a benefit for the entire country to have these jobs and this kind of work spread out.
John Truscott, president of Truscott Rossman, right here in Lansing. Thank you for joining me, John.
My pleasure, Michael.